So good morning, everyone. We're very close to Bruce's mother's yard site. We want to dedicate the shir in her memory. Bruce, her full name.
Miriam Yehudit Bat Binyamin.
The words we say should be an aliyah l'neshama for Bruce's mother. And there's no question in my mind that one of the things about a yard site is the fact that there's a halacha with regard to Yom Kippur that not only do you light candles, if you have the minhag to light candles for Yom Kippur, like you do, like we do for Shabbos and Yom Tov by Din de Rabbanan, by Yom Kippur, it's a minhag to light candles, a woman lighting candles for Yom Kippur. However, a Yortzeit candle comes along the Ramah and says we light candles also for people that are not alive. So they should have also an atonement on this day. And you want to wonder, what do you mean? They're already not in this world. They went up to their final judgment. Whatever they got, they got. And the answer is, that's not true. Because what they did down here on earth continues. So if they raise children to do wonderful things for the Jewish people, then of course they're going to continue to get an atonement. And if they didn't, then unfortunately their actions continue. If they taught their kids to be robbers and stealers and connivers, and that's what their kids do, then their actions continue even though they're no longer here, because that's their legacy being basically continued by their children. So Baruch Hashem, Bruce, I don't know what you do in your free time, but in our time, you ensure that we all learn Torah. So I'm sure it is a beautiful nachas for your mother that because of you, all of us are sitting around this table. And on that note, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Mr. Weiser, his 91st birthday. Be'ezrat Hashem, many more Mr. Weiser in health and in happiness, with much nachas from your many children. It's always for me an amazing privilege to be sitting here and teaching Torah with Mr. Weiser here and davening in the same shul. And Be'ezrat Hashem, for many, many more years, Mr. Weiser, I should have the privilege to be davening and learning with you.
I'm heading up to the Wilners of the Parma Nahariya for Shabbat and Bat Yosef. So the question is, do I bring the candle to light while I'm there and someone else is wrong? Or should I light at my house where I'm leaving some of our kids?
On Shabbos, you light where you are for Shabbos. It's not like Hanukkah.
Even the Yortzeit candle.
What?
Yeah, well,
that doesn't make a difference. But the Yortzeit candle, just make sure someone's home the whole time. Safety. That's not a halacha.
10 years yet, older than I am.
Well, that's a lot.
Wonderful. So everyone enjoy the cake. I'm not allowed to have cake because of my terrible weight problem. But all you, B'ezrat Hashem, enjoy the cake on this Boxing Day, 26th of December. I hope no one knows about that because we're living in the State of Israel. You all know the Hebrew date by heart. What is the Hebrew date, by the way? Because I don't know it for the life of me.
Chai
Tevis. Okay. Very good.
I asked, does he know the birthday for sure? Yes, Chai Tevis.
Very good.
One thing, if you eat and chew, you never gain any weight.
Oh, that's a Rashi about Neshama Yetero. Rashi explains that the Neshama Yetero you get on Shabbos is you can eat like you're crazy and you don't gain any calories. But if you do that Motzei Shabbos, it doesn't work that way.
What's boxing? What's
Neshama Yetero, the extra salt. It takes away the calories when you
lift it. Boxing.
Today is Boxing Day. You don't know what Boxing... Oh my gosh. I have to teach you about Boxing Day. I didn't know what it was either until I went to Canada. Boxing Day is the day in which, the day after yesterday, they would give gifts to people in boxes. So they called it Boxing Day. Mm-hmm. They would go back to work and your employers would give you gifts. That's why it's called Boxing Day. As time went on, Boxing Day became the big sale day, the day after the 25th of December. So it doesn't really have the same meaning.
It's like a Hanukkah gift.
No, it's not like a Hanukkah gift. Okay. After all those beautiful introductions, let's begin quietly. And that's our topic today, quietly. Everybody knows that when we were in kindergarten, they taught us, you have to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Olam Ved very quietly, except for one day a year, Yom Kippur. Right? Everyone was taught that in the same kindergarten as I was. Baruch Hashem, we are the same teacher. What is that based on? It's based on a beautiful pasuk that we read last week and a Gemara in Pesachim. If you look on the right side of the page, let's see. You had a different kindergarten teacher?
No, I did the Lord in that, so I might have been the same.
It might have been that. I didn't live there. Lachem et asher yikra lachem b'acharit hayamim. Yaakov Avinu is on his deathbed and he says, gather around, I'll tell you what's going to happen in the future when Mashiach's going to come and everything we want to know about the future. Well, at that moment, says the Gemara in Pesachim, Bikesh Yaakov Galot Levanav Ketz HaYamin V'Nistakam Menu Shechina. Yaakov Avinu wanted to tell them what's going to happen in the future, and unfortunately, the Nevuah went away, the prophecy went away, he was blank. So what does he do? Like most of us, we blame other people. He says, maybe there's one of my 12 children around this bed that doesn't really believe in one God. After all, Avraham Avinu had a beautiful son named Yitzchak, but he also had a Yishmael. And my father Yitzchak had me, I'm good. But he had Esav. He's not exactly the epiphany of good. So maybe I have 12 kids, half of you are no good, and that's why God's not letting me get prophecy. What does this kid say? Says the Gemara, Amru Lovanov, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Translate.
Hear, O Israel.
Hear, O Israel.
Listen,
O Israel.
Listen, Dad.
God is our one God. We all believe in monotheism. We all believe in the same traditions as you. Ah, Yaakov Amru. They said to Yaakov, Keshem Shen B'libcha El Echad, Kachen B'libeinu El Echad. We believe in one God. You believe in one God. We're all part of the same religion. How does Yaakov Avinu answer? באותו שעה פתח יעקב אבינו ואמר, ברוך שם כבוד מלכותו לעולם ועד, may God's reign around the world continue forever. Beautiful. Nice story. So now we know what happened. Yaakov wanted to tell him what's going to happen. All of a sudden God said, I don't want you to know. He wanted to blame his children. Instead, his children said, don't blame us. We all believe in one God. He said, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Lo'olam Vayed. Now comes our topic.
What? It's not written in the Torah.
Oh, wait. We'll get to not written in the Torah. Amri Rabbanon Heichin Avit. So what should we do? Okay, we know the story. We know that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is written where? In the Torah. Not in Parshat Vayechi, where we just quoted, but in Parshat Ve'et Hanan. Sefer Devarim, the second parsha. That's the one after Tisha B'Av, when you go to wait the Catskills for Shabbos. That particular parsha. Yeah, Shabbos Nachmu. It's also Parshat Ve'et Hanan. So in that parsha, it says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's pasuk number one. What's the next pasuk? Ve'ahavta at Hashem Elokecha. Doesn't say, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Le'olam Vo'ed. Says the Gemara. No, Mrei, shall we say it? Lo Amar Moshe Rabbeinu. If we say it, it's not nice, because Moshe didn't say it in Parshat Ve'et Hanan. No, Nomer, we shouldn't say it. Amru Yaakov, but according to this Gemara, Yaakov said it. So what do? We do what Levi Eshko used to do. We make a compromise. We love compromises. Hitkinu! They made an enactment. Sheamru oto bechashai. You say it, but quietly. Amru Rabbi Bayu. Hitkinu sheyu omrim oto bekolam pein tamrim oto aminim v'naharjon delek aminin ad hashtamrim lo b'chashai. Once upon a time there were these people, they were apikorsim, they didn't believe in the Gemara, so we said it out loud. But basically, if you don't have apikorsim living amongst you, you say it, but you say it quietly.
Why quietly?
The Gemara says, Yaakov said it, so we should say it, but Moshe didn't say it when he said in Parshat Ve'et Hanan, Shema Yisrael. So it's not nice to Moshe, so we have a compromise. Albeit quietly.
Why would it wouldn't even bother Moshe if Yaakov said it?
Saying, first of all, Moshe's not alive. What does it bother him?
But
second of all, due respect, so he didn't say it. Just you're not taking away from Moshe, you're adding on to Moshe.
Yeah.
The Gemara is assuming here that if Moshe didn't say it, there must have been a reason. If God said to Moshe all these things, and God did not say to Moshe that in Parshat Shema, say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Le'olam, there must have been a reason. So we don't know what the reason is, but out of reference for whatever the reason is, we say it, albeit quietly. That's the famous source, that's why we say it quietly. On the other hand, there is another source that's totally different from this source. And it's in a Medrash Rabbah, in that same Parsha I quoted, Ve'et Hanan, Parsha after Tisha B'Av. B'Shah Shalom Moshe L'Marom. As you know, Moshe went up to Har Sinai and he got the Torah. A lot of things happened to him up there when he was there. You know, the Malachim said, why are you giving the Torah to a bunch of flesh and blood? A lot of things happened. He saw God putting the crowns on the Sefer Torah. A lot of things happened up there. This is one of the many episodes. Shama Malachi Asharet Shayom Rim LaKodesh Baruch Hu. He heard the angel say to God, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Lo'olam Va'ed, V'horidu Ata Yisrael. He heard these beautiful words the angels are saying to God, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Lo'olam Va'ed, blessed be you, your name, your reign forever. And he was very impressed, so he brought this great idea. So since Moshe came down, and he's the one that brought us the secret up from the Shemayim down to the earth, why don't we say it? Why don't we say it out loud? Says the Gemara, says the Medrash Amaravasi, the Ma'adavar Dome, Le'achat Sheganav Kizmir, Mitoch Paltin Shamelech. A guy took a jewel from the king's treasure chest, and what does he do with the jewel? So he's a robber, but he doesn't want to use what he robbed, so what does he do? Natalalishto, he gave it to his wife. Here, you wear the stolen goods. That's very nice. Nice thing to do to your wife. Ramallah, and he said to her, do me a favor. Don't wear it outside, because if you wear it outside, you'll be arrested. At best. Inside the house, you can wear it. What is the, obviously, this story teaching us? That this is a famous secret of the Malachim. It's supposed to stay up in heaven. Oy, we had a spy. His name is Moshe. He went up to heaven. He found out about it. He brought it down. Well, due respect, since we know it's a good idea, we should say it, but quietly, because if not, the angels are going to start up with us. How did you find out the secret? Ooh, flesh and blood saying the secret. Hey, God, you know what that guy did today? He said Lashon Hara. You know what that guy did today? He ate without a bracha. So we don't want the angels to get mad at us. So what do? We say it quietly. What's the difference between the two sources?
Well, one is it's stolen, the other one is it's stopped.
Correct. What else? One Yaakov said, the other one says Moshe said it. One says it's an how do you say this nicely? Angelic secret. The other one says it's not an angelic secret. It was said by a human being. So here's the question of the day. We, as the Gemara says in Psachim, we say Shema, we say Baruch Shem Fa Malchuto Lolam Vaed quietly when we say Shema twice a day. Once in the morning, once at night. What about when we say Baruch Shem Fa Malchuto Lolam Vaed in other parts of davening? Well, let's say tomorrow they'll make up a song. Baruch Shem Fa Malchuto Lolam Vaed. One of the Karblach offshoots will make up a song, a niggun on these words. Should he say it quietly? Should he record it quietly? So let's see. We have a few examples where we say Baruch Shem Fel Malchuto Olam Va'ed in davening, correct?
Ana
Bechoach. Look in the source sheet. Harold, you're very good. You think like me. First example, Friday night you come to shul. You say the six chapters of Tehillim, starting with Lechun Eranana, ending with Hashem Yivarech Etamov Shalom. May God bless the Jewish people with peace. I hope everyone this Friday night will say that with a lot of kavana, because we need peace, especially during an election period in Israel. And after we say peace, we say a little chapter, Ana Bechoach. It's a very ancient chapter. Rav Nechonia ben Akana was the one that first said it. And we say this beautiful chapter, and it ends with, right before Lechadodi, Baruch Shem Fa Malchuto Lolam Vaed. They made a nigun for it. Do you have to say it quietly or not? Let's see. The Ramah. One second, but I'm going to make it a little more interesting for everyone. Everyone put on tefillin this morning? Don't answer. If you did put on tefillin, then you, how many brachas did you say?
Two,
because we're all Ashkenazim. The Ramah paskins, v'yesh omrim, this is not the Sephardic general custom, shall rosh mevarach al mitzvah tefillin afilu lo yifsik bintayim. Many Sephardim father Shulchan Aruch that say you say one bracha, and only if you talk between the Shalyat and Shalrosh, you say the second bracha. We Ashkenazim usually follow the Ramah that says no, we make Al-Aniach Tfilin on Shalyad, and Al-Mitzvah Tfilin Shalrosh. We once gave a shir as to why. V'chen pashata min hag b'vnei Ashkenazim b'vachim shtei brachot. That's a general Ashkenazic custom. However, we Ashkenazim, we're schizophrenic. We're always afraid of things. That's the way we are. We have been hugging, and then we have second thoughts. So because we may be wrong, and we may not have to say two brachas, what do we do to cover ourselves? How does that help? Look at the next source. It's a beautiful source. Everyone ready? This happens to many of us. You take an apple, healthy, and you're about to make the bracha. Which bracha? Oh! See, I was waiting this morning to see if you drank coffee. Good. Took you exactly 1 second. You're about to say Borei Pri Haetz, and you say Borei Pri Haetz, and everything's great. You have it in your hand. Baruch Atah Hashem Echolam Borei Pri Haetz. Ve'nafel biyado! And it fell on the ground. Ve'ne'ebad onimas. And it fell on the ground. And either it started to roll down the street, bye-bye apple, or nim'as, it got muddy. You are not going to eat that apple. But as you know, you just made a bracha. This is like the famous story. You all know it, right? Yes. They're about to take a Jew. Oh, you know the story? Everyone knows the story? Or can I say the joke? Okay, we'll say the joke. This to wake us all up. A guy is cornered by the anti-Semites. He's put in a corner. They were about to kill you because you're a Jew. So he's all ready to Mekadesh et Shimo Barabim, and he says, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech olam, asher kedishanu mitzvoisa v'tzivanu, lekadesh et Shimo Barabim. The two anti-Semites are so in awe of this holy man saying a bracha before getting killed. Say, you know, we can't kill you, you're too holy. How does the Jew react? He goes, I just made the bracha, you gotta kill me, it's a bracha levatala. So, taking that story, let's go back to the apple. No one's getting killed. Everybody ready? You have the apple in your hand. You made the bracha, borei peri ha'etz. It fell down and got muddy. You now said what? A bracha in vain. Not your fault, but you did. Tzarich lachzor levarech. When you take the second apple, hoping you won't fall, you have to make another bracha. V'tzarich lomar, baruch shem kvod malchuto l'olam va'ed al shotzi shem shamayim levatala. So when you say God's name in vain, again, this is by mistake, you say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed to cover yourself. So since in the morning when we put on tefillin, we're not sure if we need to make that second bracha, we do, but to cover ourselves, we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed. Here's the question. Do you have to say that quietly or not? When you sing Ana B'choach, do you need to say quietly or not? Many of you in the Siddur actually say everything in the Siddur in the morning. I don't know many Jews that do. You know, Adon Olam, Atovo. But after the Birkos HaShachar, there's Akedah. And after the Akedah, there's Olam Yehi Adam Yirei Shamayim. And then it says, Ashreinu Shanachnu Mashkimim Umarim. And we say twice a day, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. In my Siddur, it says afterwards, Baruch Shem Kol Malchut Olam. You have to say that quietly? That's not the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Yes or no? So the question I have today is, do we only say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchut Olam quietly when we say it with the Shema? Or even when we say it in general? Yes, Bruce.
The first midrashim that you brought, don't we have sort of a general rule that we don't derive halachot from Agadah? And if so, when do we
break? You're absolutely right. We usually don't. We usually don't. This is one of those situations where you'll see the poskim do bring it down.
So it's like an asmachta, really?
It's not an asmachta. It's not even less than an asmachta.
Yeah.
But both stories are agadot, both from the Gemara and from the Medrash. And it's based, but because the Gemara says hitkinu, it's already elevating it from a story to a takana. All right, everyone understand the question. When you say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto L'Olam Va'ed for kicks, not with Shema, do you say it quietly or not? Everyone got it? We have three different opinions in my opinion. Some people say there's two, some people say there's one. Why would I say there's two different opinions? Because we just two different sources. According to the first source, Yaakov Avinu said it quietly. Moshe Rabbeinu never said it. The Gemara says make a compromise, say it quietly. So you say it, that'll be it quietly. Right? Okay. That, ultimately, is a very nice compromise. The other source says, no, it's from the angels. It's supposed to say in Shemaim, but someone told us the big secret, so we brought it down to here, to earth, and because he brought it down to earth, oi, we better say it quietly or the angel's going to get on our back. So, to answer this question, if you would ask me, I'd say there's two opinions. Who do you paskin like, Medrash or Gemara? If you paskin like the Medrash, that it's an angel, angelic statement, then you better not say it unless you are a
an angel.
And when are you our angel?
Yom Kippur.
On Yom Kippur. The Magen Avraham on the left side says these words. Oh. The Magen Avraham. And I quote, why do you say it quietly all year, but on Yom Kippur you say it out loud? Mishum shekol ha-shana amim ato b'lachash b'nei she-moshe genava me-ha-melachim. Moshe stole from the Malachim. You're not a Malach. You're not supposed to say it. So say it quietly. Aval b'Yom Kippur, Am Yisrael domin l'malachim. But on Yom Kippur, even the Jewish people like Malachim. And how does the Magen Avraham learn the Gemara in Pesachim? He says, the Gemara in Pesachim is Moshe Rabbeinu knew about Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto L'Olam Va'ed. He knew it's from the angels, and he didn't write it in Torah on purpose. You can only say it when you're an angel. So once a year, you can say it out loud, wherever you want. The rest of the year, you have to say it quietly, everywhere. On a Bechoach, in the morning, if you say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto L'Olam Va'ed, you put on tefillin, quietly.
Aren't there other?
Because it's only when you're an angel that you could say it. Yes.
Aren't there other angelic things that we say during Tefillah?
Good question. We'll have to look into it. Now we're just dealing with one. No, Kedusha is not the angel. We just say we're praising God like the Malachim praise God, but not exactly in the same way. We're quoting words from Yeshayahu, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakot, Malach Olaris Kvado, from Yecheskel, Baruch Kvod Hashem Bimkomo. We're not saying things that necessarily the angels said. We're just saying we are going to praise God just like the angels praise God. Not the same way, not the same words. The Torah, in my opinion, paskens this way. Nohagim be'ashkenaz. Why did the Torah say Nohagim be'ashkenaz? Because where does he live?
The Torah
was born in Ashkenazi. His father had to run away from Germany to Spain. Ultimately, went to northern Spain, got a job there. So it's an Ashkenazi, became a Sephardic rabbi. So the Torah grew up in both places. So he knows the minhagim of both places. Therefore, he says Nohagim be'ashkenaz. When I was a little boy in Germany, what did they do there? They said, Baruch Shem Kvom HaChatol Olam Ved B'Kol Ram on Yom Kippur, V'Samach L'Davar B'Medrash, L'Achen Kol HaShana Omrim Oto B'Lachash, U'V'Yom HaKippur, Omrim Oto B'Farheset V'Shanu K'Malachim. So very simple. If you paskin like the Medrash, that only angels can say it, so you have to be in a state of an angel to say it. So either you're dead and you're an angel, you're not a human being anymore, or you're like an angel, even though you're a human being, which is once a year on Yom Kippur. And therefore, only on those two occasions can you say Baruch Shem Kol Machatol Olam Ved. Outside of that, when you hear those words, you say it quietly. In other words, what I just did now was a terrible sin. Because I just said it out loud, didn't I, Bruce?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I'm not an angel today. I drank water. Angels don't eat and drink. I'm wearing leather shoes, I believe. I mean, they're cheap, but I think they're leather. So quite frankly, you know, I'm not an angel. Maybe we should, this whole shiur, every time we say the words Baruch Shem, better say it quietly. You're not an angel.
You have a glow about you.
You think I have a glow there? Oh, that's nice. Thank you for the compliment. Flattery gets you everywhere, Bruce. As we continue down the line here, the Tzlach doesn't agree.
Where did the Tzlach?
The Tzlach is a Peirush on the Gemara. Anyone know his real name? Look it up on Google as we talk. Let someone tell us who the Tzlach was. The Tzlach says the following question. Yesh l'daktik, allow me to please ask you a question. Says the Tzlach, let me ask you a question. I don't understand this Gemara. The Gemara says, well, Moshe didn't say it, but Yaakov said it, so we have to say it quietly. We have many piyutim that Moshe didn't say, Yaakov didn't say. Some guy in the last 500 years made a piyut for Chol Ma'aminim, or Piyutnu Lecha Keter Melucha, Hoshanot. Do we ever ask the question, well, did Moshe say it? Did Yaakov say it? Why do we care who said it? Why does the Gemara go crazy? Answers the Tzlach, Lachen Da'ilar La'aniyuta Ati, Shi'ikarak Beda Shenafsik Be'emtza Divrei Moshe, B'Shevach Shelo Amar Hu. Says the Tzlach, the only problem is with Shema. Why is there a problem with Shema? Because unlike the Piyutim, Moshe did say Shema. And when he said the Shema, he didn't say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Olam Va'ed. So there, and only there, when you have a Shema, a minute before you want to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Olam Va'ed, is there a problem? Because Moshe, our teacher, didn't say it. And he must have had a reason. So because of that, we don't say it out loud. However, if you're not going to say Shema Yisrael a minute before, it's fine to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Olam Va'ed out loud. If you want to make a song, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Olam Va'ed, no problem. Just don't put Shema before. If you want to go ahead and say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Olam Va'ed at the Shabbos table, fine. Just don't say Shema before. Only time is there a problem is when you say Shema a minute before. And then the Tzlach says, I heard that there's a minhag in Yom Kippur Katan to do this. Now, first of all, does anyone know what Yom Kippur Katan is?
Erev Rosh Chodesh.
Very nice. There was an ancient minhag to fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh, and at the end of the services, they would say Slichos, they would say Shema Yisrael out loud, and Baruch Shem out loud. And everyone said, no, you know how to do it. They have to say it quietly. It's not Yom Kippur. The Tzlach said, it's okay. Because only when you say Shema in the morning and evening, you have to say it quietly. Because when Moshe said the Shema, he didn't say it. But if you're saying it in another context, no problem. Yes, Mr. Weiser.
Yeah, in the middle of the times, the Zabbat should be shut. I said Shema Yisrael.
And you said it quietly?
A number of times that I was shot. It's a long story why I wasn't shot. All right. But this is the I said, I must have seen 100 times maybe. It's almost consequent.
Correct. So Mr. Weiser, unfortunately, was in a terrible, terrible situation many a times over the Holocaust where he had to say Shema Yisrael. He thought that was it. And in his right mind, did you say Baruch Shem Kvamach Ad Olam Va'ed quietly?
I don't know.
You don't know. Of course not. This is not a situation to start judging what you're supposed to do. But quite frankly, says the Tzlach, only when you say Shema is the mitzvah of Shema. Namely, it says in the Shema, you're supposed to say it twice a day. That's when you don't say it quietly, because Moshe didn't say it, for whatever reason. But outside of that, it's fine. And he says, Shuv matzati b'maharsha b'chidushei agadot shekatav gamke. And the Maharsha agrees with me, I found it later. The Kesef Mishneh, which is Rav Yosef Karo's perush on the Rambam, agrees, the barur hu atam k'dei lavdil b'ino lebin mashkatub b'torah. So if and when you say Shema a minute before, you can say Baruch Shem out loud. But if you don't say Shema a minute before, you can say it out loud. So we have two sources, and basically, what are you paskin like? The Magen Avraham paskins like the Medrash, so he says, unless you're an angel, say it quietly. Comes along the Tzlach and say, no, I paskin like the Gemara. If you say Shema a minute before, Baruch Shem quietly. If you don't, like an Ana Bechoach, you can say it out loud. You want to stam say Baruch Shem, fold? I can say it out loud. Now comes my problem. He says he saw it in the Maharsha. So because the instructions on the page said Maharsha, I went to the Maharsha. I want to see what the Maharsha says. Now, I am far from being on the level of the Tzlach. Anyone found his name? Nothing, huh?
Nothing.
Okay, the name of the book is Tziyun LaNefesh Chaya. His mother's name was Chaya. And he wrote this book in honor of his mother. It's a perush on the Gemara. Find out who he was. Continue looking. We have one person looking, we continue. I looked in the Maharsha and I believe very, very humbly that that's not what the Maharsha says. Let's look at the Maharsha. Middle passage. Ava Moshe lo amaro dahenu beparashat Shema Yisrael shenichtava b'Torah. Mipnei shelo amaro kederech hakorek kriyat Shema kimekabel alav malchut shamayim. Ela bederech limud li Yisrael kitava. Ve'al kein. לא שייך בלענות אחריו ברוך שם כבוד מלכותו לעולם ועד. ולזה אמר עננמי וקורא קריאת שמע לקבל עבון מלכות שמיים, היה לנו לומר גם כן ברוך שם כבוד מלכותו לעולם ועד, כמו שקרא יעקב בקבלת מנח. אמר משום דולא אמרי משה בתורה, יגנאי לא הוסיף את דברי משה. What does the Maharsha say, a little different from the Tzlach in my opinion? That's Maharsha says like this. If you're saying Shema, you can be saying it for one of two reasons. Reason number one, you're reading a pasuk in the Torah. My son has a test on Parshat Ve'etchanan on Sunday. He's going to read that pasuk. He's not reading it because he wants to mekayim the mitzvah of Shema. Why is he reading the pasuk? He has a test. He's reading it from the Torah. He's learning Torah or he's learning for a test. You decide. There's another reason you can say those words. And what is it? As the mitzvah of saying Kriyat Shema in the morning and evening. So as you can see, one pasuk in the Torah can either be the mitzvah of saying Kriyat Shema, or one pasuk in the Torah could be not the mitzvah of saying Kriyat Shema, just reading a pasuk from the Torah. Do we have another example of this in Halacha? Let's say you're reading Parshat Ki Tisa. In Parshat Ki Tisa, you know, after the boring parshas of Truma Tetzaveh, with all the architectural instructions of making the Mishkan, finally we get to Ki Tisa. There's a story, a good story, right? It's called The Sin of the Calf. All of a sudden, we're happy. Oh, Baruch Hashem, 2 weeks were very difficult, but now we got a story, a terrible story, but at least a story. Baruch Hashem. So after that first half of Parshat Ki Tisa, which talks about the Mishkan, you get into the story of the sin of the golden calf. We have some meat to talk about at the Shabbos table, and God forgives the Jewish people and says to them, I'm going to forgive you. And Moshe vayavor Hashem al panav vayikra. Anyone want to continue? Hashem, Hashem, kerachum v'chan. Tell me, there's a song like that? Everyone knows it by heart. Amazed. The pasuk in the Torah, you all know it by heart. Okay, I'll start another pasuk. Let me start. Okay. Zot tiyeh terata mitzorah v'yom ta'arato. Mind you continuing? Parshat Mitzorah, read it every year. Why come you knew that by heart? Because it's called Yud Gimel Midot. We say it at every Slichos, we say it sometimes every morning. We all know it. So the same pasuk in the Torah can either be a pasuk from the Torah, or it could be, you're saying it, Yud Gimel Midot Shel Rachamim. It's two different things. It comes along to Maharsha and says, why are you saying Shema Yisrael? Because you want to mekabel atzmecha ol machut shema, you want to accept upon yourself that God's the king. If you're going to accept upon yourself God's the king, you say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto the Olam Vaed, because that fits in with accepting the kingship of God. But if you're just saying Shema Yisrael for kicks, because you want to learn a pasuk in the Torah, you're not mekabel ol machut shemaim. Therefore, no problem to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Olam Vaed. It's another beautiful passage. You're learning many passages. You're learning the passage of Shema Yisrael, Vayomer Hashem Moshe Limor, and Yaakov Avinu said Baruch Shem for Machut Olam Ved. The angel said it. That's fine. So basically, what does the Maharsha says? The Maharsha says, what are you doing? If you're Mekabel Machut Shemayim, then you say Baruch Shem for Machut Olam Ved to enhance your Kabbalat Machut Shemayim. That's fine. Just you have to say it quietly, because when Moshe said it, he didn't think you needed it. But if you're not doing that, you're just doing Kabbalat Shabbat, and you're saying Ana Bechoach, no problem. You're saying Baruch Shem Kvod Malchut Olam Ve'ed because you made a song out of it, no issue. The issue is only if you're Mekabel Ol Malchut Shamayim. So the question is, what do you do? So we have three opinions. One opinion is, unless you're an angel, say it quietly all the time. The other opinion is, only if you say Shema a minute before at a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu, you say it quietly, but everything else you can say out loud. And the third opinion is, if you're Mekabel Ol Malchut Shamayim, you need to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchut Olam Ve'ed because it enhances your Shema, but say it quietly, out of reference of Moshe. If you're not saying Shema, or you're not Mekabel Ol Malchut Shamayim in general, even without the Shema, then no issue. Turning the page, gentlemen, that could be one way of looking at it. The other way to look at it is a little different. And that is to say, well, forget about what we paskin like. Why are we saying Baruch Shem Kvod Malchut Olam Ve'ed? Comes along the Torah, and this is exactly what I believe the Maharsha is saying, and says, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid was a very pious man. He wasn't a chassid of bubbles, of bells, of care. This was before they came on the scene. Haya ragil omar acharav baruch shem kvod malchuto le'olam va'ed v'ya mechaven latzet bo yidei chobat kriyat shema. So Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid was a very pious man, and he read everything in the Siddur, and he said, Ashreinu shanachnu mashkimim umarivim erev avoker, and he said Shema Yisrael, then he said Baruch Shem Kvod Malchut Olam Ve'ed, and he would have kavana to fulfill what? The mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Explains the Beis Yosef.
Lomar. You say in the morning anyways, why?
Why not? Because there's a machlokas if the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is all three passages, the first pasuk, the first paragraph and the first pasuk, the first two paragraphs. So he said, listen, just in case it's the first paragraph, I'm up, the first thing I'll do is Mekayim des mitzvah d'oraisa. Nice idea. Spain's the base Yosef, Klomar. The Kesheino Omer Ela Shema Yisrael Avad, Nira Sheino Ela Sipur Dvarim Shomrim Yisrael Kesheme Yachadim. Aba Kesheomer Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Olam Vaed, Nira Shehu Mechaven Achshav Leyachid. ומשום האחי מברך שם כבוד מלכותו. ואם לא, כן, למה לא לומר ברוך שם כבוד מלכותו לעולם ועד? Comes along the Beis Yosef and says, just like we played around with the Shema, it could be a pasuk in Torah, or it could be a means of fulfilling the mitzvah of Shema. Let's do the same trick with Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Olam Ve'ed. Are you saying it for kicks? Or are you saying it to fulfill the mitzvah of saying, God, you're only the only God in the world? Hamas thinks they can decide who shall live and who shall die. We believe only God can decide that. So when you're saying it for that reason, then indeed, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchut Olam Ve'ed has a certain procedure to it. And what is it? You have to say it quietly. That's the way we do it. But if you're not saying it for that reason, say it out loud, like we're doing here. Say it out loud. What did I write on top of the source sheet? I wrote it, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchut Olam Ve'ed. Why didn't I write next to it, say it quietly? Because when I wrote it on the source sheet, it's not for the reason of Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim. The reason was to learn Torah. If you're going to use that pasuk to learn Torah, or you're going to use that pasuk to sing Zmiros around the Shabbos table, you don't have to say it quietly. When, and only when, do you have to say it quietly? When you are trying to mekabel atzmecha u'malchut shamayim, accept upon yourself the kingship of heaven. Only then. So just like the Maharsha said about Shema, the Torah and the Beis Yosef, the way he understood them, says about Baruch Shem Kvod Malchut Olam Ve'ed. You can either say it stam, you could say it as a means of accepting upon yourself Ol Malchut Shamayim.
So we assume that either the angels or Mount Sultan Rishon, they know our intentions when
water, yeah.
Yeah, they actually know why we're saying it in the choir.
No, you know why you're saying it.
But they, when we didn't want to get the angels upset at us.
You know why you're saying it. No. If you're saying it for the reason of, I want to sing a nice song, or I want to learn Torah, no problem. When you say it for Kabbalat al-Machut Shamayim, you say it quietly, for whatever reason. Okay. Comes along the Rambam, and I don't think the Rambam says this. And Hilchos Kriyat Shema, he says, you say it quietly, right? Look on the left side of the page. Masorati b'yadeinu. This is a long-standing tradition. Shibashach kibetz Yaakov avinu et banav mitzrayim b'shat mitato. When Yaakov had everyone around the bed. And how does the Rambam define these words? Not like the Beis Yosef, shumechaven achshav liyacheid. What does the Rambam say? Lefi nahaguch kol Yisrael omar, shebach shishipchuyo Yisrael hazaken. Explain.
Praise.
Shebach, praise. Shishipchubo, that Yisrael hazaken, the old Yisrael, who's the old Yisrael?
Yaakov,
the old man, praised God. So it's not a means of saying, God, you're the only God. What is it? It's a nice praise. We have many praises of God. It's a nice praise. Why not? In the Beis HaMikdash, we said it in the Musaf of Yom Kippur. When they said the holy name of God, Yudkei Vavkei, the Kohen Gadol, everyone said, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed. What was that? Because of Beis Yosef. Well, that's saying God's the only God in the world. Comes along, the Rambam says, it's a beautiful praise. So if it's a praise, I don't have to say it quietly, it's a praise. Or maybe I always have to say it quietly, because that's the way we do it. But if you take it to Beis Yosef, it's only when you're doing it for Kriyat Shema, for Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim, then you say it quietly. If you stop doing it for kicks, not. So to sum up, we have two sources for Baruch Shem, Kvod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed. One says it's angelic, and if it's angelic, you only say it when you're an angel, Yom Kippur. So anytime you say it quietly, except for on Yom Kippur. Or if you want to be an angel another day of the year. Anyone wants to volunteer to do a second day of Yom Kippur, Vakasha, say Baruch Shem, Kvod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed, and I hope you stay alive.
During the Avoda, we say Baruch Shem, Kvod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed also. It's not just
that. Yeah, but that's a dead giveaway. It's okay, because the angel said it and we're like an angel, it's Yom Kippur. Or we're doing it because of Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim, but we could say it out loud because of Yom Kippur, etc., etc. But Stam on another day of the year, no. Comes along on the other hand, our dear friend Ditzlach, saying, no, we pass like the Gemara in Psachim only. When you say Shema Yisrael a minute before, and you then ultimately you say Baruch Shem quietly. If you're not saying Shema Yisrael a minute before, it's okay to say it out loud. The third opinion is the Marsha and says, what's your intention? If your intention is to fulfill the mitzvah of Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim, you have to say it quietly. But if your mitzvah, if you're just doing it for other reasons, it's no problem. And we read it into the Rambam versus the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef said, if you're saying Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed, to say God is one, he's the only king and not the Hamas, then you say it quietly. But if you stop saying it, like the Rambam says it's a Shevach, you can say it out loud. So how do we paskin on this question? We have two opinions. The Tzlach and the Magen Avram. Do you always have to say it quietly or not? So what do you say? Do we have to go to Chumrah or not? There's only one way to find out. What's the way to find out?
Look what Jews do. Look at what Jews do.
First and foremost, let's see what the Jews do. And indeed, I agree with Bruce. They made a beautiful song, Tana B'choach. Many, many songs. No one ever said those words quietly. And it's on the radio. I never heard Rabbanim scream and yell. In the time of the Tzlach, they did. When they said it in Yom Kippur Katan out loud. No one yells today, so it seems like we paskin, hey, only when you say Shema Yisrael, or only when you say it for Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim, you have to say it quietly. But if you stop saying it as a Shevach, no problem. I saw a YouTube of the Satmar Hasidim with one of the two Satmar Rebbes. As you know, there's two Satmar Rebbes today. Because they're so big they need two people. Don't try to correct me with the facts. I know that's not the reason. But let's say they're too big that they need two Satmar Rebbes. Okay, Mr. Weiser knew the Satmar Rebbe, Rav Yoilish, and he was actually his housebacher. So then now Satmar has become bigger, and they have two Rebbes. So one of the two Rebbes, I forgot his name, does something after a big tish. You know, they finish it. Whenever Shavuos ends, they end 5 hours later. So it's on YouTube. And they all said, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed out loud. They do an Aveira. So everyone here around this table has a problem with Satmar, I'm sure. But no one ever said, they're doing an Aveira. That wasn't the issue they got him on. So it must be, Yibru says, look, we say Baruch Sheng, Bod Machad Olam Ve'ed quietly with Shema. That's it. That seems to be what we paskin like. That's what Am Yisrael does. Here, there's a suffix, wah. Is it only angelic or is it only with Shema? It seems like we paskin, it's not just angelic. Okay. I have another way of looking at it. I wanted to see in the Shulchan Aruch. Does the Shulchan Aruch apply the same properties and halachos to Shema Yisrael as he does to Baruch Shem? If he does, then we could see that they're one. And if he doesn't, then they're two different things. If they're one, then maybe we always have to say it quietly. You know, it's holy. But if there are two different things, now. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch says, "Dohagim niteni dehem up nehem bekriat pasuk rishon, kadesh lo yistakel b'davar echesh shemanoim lechaven." We all know that just like our kindergarten teacher told us to say Baruch Shem quietly, she also told us when you say Shema, what do? You cover your eyes. It's from the Shulchan Aruch. What doesn't the Shulchan Aruch say? Do you cover your eyes for Baruch Shem film of the Lord? Anyone around here does it? No? Doesn't say? Okay, that was one place I went, didn't see anything. Next, Shulchan Aruch, right side of the page. Siman Samech Vav. Shulchan Aruch says you're not really supposed to talk from Birkos Kriyat Shema in between the brachos. There are certain places you're allowed to talk. It gives a lot of rules and regulations. We don't know the rules and regulations. Most of us don't talk. If davening's fast, then we don't have a chance to talk. If davening's too slow, then it's a problem. But comes along the Shulchan Aruch and says, Chutz mi pasuk rishon Shema Yisrael, U baruch sheng fo machadol olam ve'ed, shalei yafsik behem klali, imlom mipnei shiyarem b'shem yargenim. He says there's a lot of rules and regulations if you're allowed to talk for the two brachos and before Kriyat Shema and the one bracha after in the morning, or the two brachos after at night. What happens with regard to Shema Yisrael? The only time you're allowed to talk in the middle of Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem Fo Machatol Olam Vahed is they're about to kill you. Then you can talk to save your life. Bikuach Nefesh. But outside of Bikuach Nefesh, don't talk. Say Shema Yisrael, don't talk. And what does he include? Baruch Shem Kvod. So it seems like the Shulchan Aruch says they're one of the same. They're one of the same. Then Baruch Shem is not just a Shevach, it's part of Kriyat Shema. If it's part of Kriyat Shema, we better say it quietly all the time. Continue. Mishnah Brura. Umitam ze lo yafsik gamkin bin Shema Yisrael Baruch Shem Kvod Tomet Shegam Hu Michlala Yichud. Remember the word Yichud? Who used the word Liyachid? Look on top of the page. The Beis Yosef said the same word. When you're doing it for Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim, quiet. So since I'm doing it for Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim, quiet. Right? Got it. Shulchan Aruch number two, Siman Samech Gimel, Ikar Kavanah B'Pasuk Rishon. You have to have Kavanah in the first Pasuk. Hilchach, Im Karav V'Lol Kiven Libo B'Pasuk Rishon, Lo Yatsa Yedei Chova V'Chosei V'Koreh, V'Afilu Naman Damar, Inot Zichot Kavanah Modeh B'Hacha. So Shulchan Aruch says, the first Pasuk you have to have Kavanah. Now there's a big machlokas with regard to every single mitzvah. Do you need kavanah to fulfill the mitzvah or not? In other words, if a guy puts on tefillin like he brushes his teeth, namely he doesn't know what he's doing. He just every morning, he doesn't know what he's doing. He's half asleep. His mind is in another place. You know, he's looking at his phone while he's doing it. We're trained monkeys, many of us. We do it anyway. So the question is, did you fulfill your obligation or not? On the one hand, the tefillin's on you. On the other hand, you didn't think about it. Did you fulfill your obligation or not? Night of the Seder, you're dead tired, you cleaned the house for all these weeks, your wife made you crazy to go ahead and kosher the doorknobs, and to clean the walls, and of course the windows, because that's where all the chametz is, and you did it all, and you're dead tired, and you say, and you eat the matzah, and you're reclining, you did it for the last 50 years, you don't know what you're doing. About 10 minutes later, you say, whoa, I'm constipated, how'd that happen? Oh, I ate matzah! Now, did you fulfill your obligation or not? Okay, so big running machlokas. Comes along, Shulchan Aruch says, when it comes to the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, you have to have kavana. What about Baruch Shem Kvod Machatol Olam Ve'ed? Mishnah Brura, Baruch Shem Kvod Machatol Olam Ve'ed, Bichlal Pasuk Rishonu. Same properties. Going on. So the Igros Moshe says, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, I'm going to pass like the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says that, indeed, you should have kavana. But if you didn't, you don't go back. If you didn't have Kavanah for Shema Yisrael, you go back and say it again. But if you didn't have Kavanah for Baruch Shem Kvod Machatol Olam Ve'ed, you don't have to go back. B'diyevet. But lechatchila, you should. So if it's part of Kriyat Shema, then only with regard to Kriyat Shema, does Baruch Shem Kvod Machatol Olam Ve'ed get elevated to a higher level. Then you have to say it quietly. But if it's not part of Kriyat Shema, you don't have to say it quietly. It's totally a different thing. When you're saying it in reference together with Kriyat Shema, then quietly. If not, not. The Mishnah Berurah, on the other hand, in my opinion, goes ahead and contradicts himself. Because if indeed Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto L'Olam Ve'Ed is part and parcel of Kriyat Shema, then if I didn't say it with Kavana, what should I do?
Repeat.
Comes along, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'im lo amar, and if you didn't say it at all, Yesh deyot, Shpena poskim machzirin oto, Yen Magen Avram, V'yen b'bibir halacha. So what do I do if the Mishnah Berurah says, look in the Magen Avram, look in the Bibir halacha? Again, this is the instructions on the page. Okay, I know when we get a computer or a new gadget and there's an instruction manual, we say as good Jews, I don't need the instruction manual, I know how to use this. And then you get stuck and then you start looking. Where did I get stuck here? Oh, they said to first put this on. Oh, I didn't think about that. You know, it says, please recharge this item for 12 hours before putting it on. None of us do that because we don't look. So what do? We rip open the box. Boxing Day, and in honor of Boxing Day, we rip open the box, the instruction manual falls somewhere, we put on the gadget, it goes dead after 10 minutes. I want a dead gadget, I'm going to go back to the store, I'm going to scream and yell at them, they told me this thing. They didn't read it, it said charge it for 12 hours. So here, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ayein bir alach, ayein magen avram. What should we do?
Look.
Unlike that Jew that doesn't look at the instruction manual, let's go to the Bir Halacha. Let's see. That's the instructions on the page. The Bir Halacha was also written by the Mishnah Berurah. His real name? No one got the tzlach yet, huh? We'll leave that for next week. Okay. I want something running in the shir, just in case people fall asleep, that they should look up something as we go. No one fell asleep, but that's good. The tzlach comes along the Mishnah Berurah, whose real name wasn't Mishnah Berurah, or Bir Halacha. Rav Yisrael Meir HaKohen Kagan Miradin. The Chafetz Chaim, as better known, and he says, "Hina Magen Avram Bibashem, Hen Shain Hey Gimel." Anyone know who that is?
Shain.
Shahar.
Who is?
That's your homework for next week. Vehabach. That's the Bayit Chadash of Yehoshua Sirkis. She'en Machzirin Oto. If you didn't say Baruch Shem Kumachot Olam, you don't go back. Ba'Lavush Posek She'Machzirin Oto. Now, usually the Mishnah Berurah paskins the Chumro. All of a sudden, this Berurah Halacha says, if you didn't say it, you don't go back. Very nice to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto L'Olam Ve'Ed, but you don't go back. Now, if he says that, what is he assuming?
It's not part of
Kriyat Shema. It's a nice Shevach. If it's a nice Shevach, then yeah, you should say it. Very nice to say it. But if you didn't say it, no problem. Well, if it's a nice Shevach, then due respect. What should we paskin on our question? Do you have to say it always quietly?
No.
Maybe yes, maybe not. Maybe no, because hey, it's a nice Shevach, and the angel said it. We have to always be choishes for those angels. We're not angelic. And if it's a nice Shevach, we can't go ahead and say it out loud. Or, only when it's part of Shema, it becomes this big thing. But if not, it's just a Shevach. Anyway, you go. So the bottom line is, Minagam Yisrael is to say it out loud, except for Kriyat Shema. It seems like we paskin that only when you are Mekabel O Malchut Shamayim do you say it out and quietly, and only when you say it with Shema beforehand. We don't pass like the Magen Avram that every single time you say it, you have to say it quietly. But there is a descending point of view, and we try to prove it by one very simple way. Do the Poskim, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah, and the Mishnah Berurah see it as part of Kriyat Shema? If they do, then only when it's part of Kriyat Shema is there a problem. Then you have to say it quietly. But if it's not part of Kriyat Shema, you can say it out loud. Halacha lemaisa, I believe you can say it out loud, except for during Kriyat Shema, where we say it quietly. There's one question, though, we didn't deal with this whole shir. If what I just said is correct, and only when you say Kriyat Shema, you have to say it quietly. Because we paskin like the Gemara and Psachim, that only when you say Kriyat Shema, you have to say it quietly, out of reverence to Moshe Rabbeinu, who didn't say it. How come on Yom Kippur we get away with it? How come on Yom Kippur we say, Moshe, butt out, we don't care about you?
You said we're like Malachim.
No way! That was the other point of view. But according to the Gemara and Psachim, Moshe also didn't say it on Yom Kippur. So how come on Yom Kippur we're not worried about Moshe? Gentlemen, I don't have an answer. I don't know why on Yom Kippur we're not worried about Moshe. We quote Moshe a lot on Yom Kippur. We say the Yud Gimel Midot a lot on Yom Kippur. Night of Kol Nidre, at Ne'ilah, we say when we take out the Sefer Torah, in some shuls, even when it falls out on Shabbos, we say it. But somehow on Yom Kippur, we don't care about Moshe. Very interesting. That I don't have an answer for.
Yet.
Yet. Very good. And with that beautiful note that Harold ended, we end the share.